Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour here. We got time for you. If you want to join us, you can. Just dial on in here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And, of course, there's always more crappy news in the world of the coronavirus crackdowns, which, of course, are getting worse depending on where you are. Although right now New Hampshire seems to be hands-off at the moment. The governor, I guess, did sign a bill that prohibits vaccine passports. Did you guys hear about that?
I did not hear about that.
At least the Free State Project Twitter account has been promoting that as being the case. I will double check on that, but there's definitely some good news here that I think that they obviously can't force they can't tell a business necessarily that they can't set rules. So certainly corporations, I think you're going to see some of them probably jump on board. But at the state level, they're supposedly not allowed to. Let's see. Recent post from Free State NH says vaccine passports are banned as far as state mandates.
Right. I wonder if that works at the border, too.
So what do you mean?
So if people, they share a border with Canada, are they going to ask for vaccine passports coming into the United States there? Border control.
New Hampshire can't set what the rules are for the Border Patrol, unfortunately. And yes, there was a news story today that they are talking about. They haven't set the rules yet, but the federal government is talking about mandating vaccines for all visitors to the United States.
Well, this is another reason why New Hampshire needs to secede from
Absolutely.
The Union, and then we can decide that on our own.
Can't happen soon enough.
Right.
So, you wanted to talk about a hospital that's mandating stuff?
Yeah, it's not just the hospital, but it's the number one employer in New Hampshire.
Really?
Yeah, about 13,000 employees are being told that they need to get their vaccinations or they don't go back to work. I heard there is also an exemption in place, but, they would have to apply for it. I just don't see that really happening if they're trying to force everyone there to get it. And, this hospital, let's go over it. It's like one of the biggest hospitals in the area, and it's one of the best hospitals, too. They do great wonders for the world here. Hmm. And, I respect to that sense, but this is just out of control. Like,
this is Dartmouth-Hitchcock, right?
Yeah, Dartmouth-Hitchcock
Health. Which is also a college, which is also a medical school.
Yes. Yep.
I had no idea they employed that many people, though. 13,000?
Yeah.
That's huge.
The place is massive. It's
a
campus.
It's not just the campus. The Cheshire Medical Center here in Cheshire County, which is an hour away, is also Dartmouth-Hitchcock Cheshire Medical Center. And so they probably have
extensive tentacles.
Outlying offices all over the place.
Yeah, here the article says a new policy includes exemptions for medical and religious reasons. So you're going to apply for it. But what if they don't accept it? I mean, what if they don't say that's either? They can deny it as they wish, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to depend. All of this stuff is going to depend on the obedience of the populace, the obedience of their employees in this particular
case. And that's another thing. I think the social media, I think there are bots. It's either AI that's programmed to speak in favor of whatever the political class wants people to be speaking in favor of, or it's actual people who've been hired to sit behind computers and speak favorably of whatever the political class wants people to be in favor of. So
you can hire a bunch of Indian guys to do that, and they're cheap.
Well, the thing is, the dialect comes through, and you can spot it.
But they can give them what to say, and then they'll just copy and paste it.
Yeah.
Make up a bunch of fake accounts. And go around spam it.
I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that's because I know people who work in hospitals, and like I heard somebody say that only 10% of the medical professionals in that hospital had actually gotten the vaccine. The other 90% were like, no way.
This is Nikki, right?
But it's not just Nikki. It's other people too. But Nikki's one of them for sure.
Well, I have friends that work at this hospital. And they...
What are they saying?
Well, they've said about, specifically the COVIDs, I call it, that most people really don't have that problem. It's really minor symptoms if they are tested positive for it, and they just go on their merry way. Mm-hmm. There really isn't that big of a problem. But according to the CEO and president, Dr. Joanne Conroy said Tuesday that Dartmouth-Hitchcock has been planning the move for the last couple of months. But the recent rise of the Delta variant was the tipping point. And, you know.
Oh, now they're talking about a doomsday variant.
Yeah. Oh, God. Mm. I haven't heard anything about that yet. Please tell
me. Yeah, they discussed it last night on the topless edition of Free Talk Live with the ladies. It's a cover of Newsweek. This week is the doomsday variant and all about fear, fear, fear.
Can we have it, please?
Well, they're saying that the 74% of people in Massachusetts that have gotten this Delta variant are vaccinated people. Mm-hmm. So I guess if you get vaccinated, now you've opened your immune system up. And it's vulnerable to the Delta variant.
The vaccinated people are the cause of the Delta variant.
Yeah, and you know, much people are not saying this, but I think it's just the hysteria amongst those who are getting vaccinated, are constantly getting tested, and they're the ones that are showing these results. So, go ahead, keep playing into the statistic. It's just, you know, it's destroying you too at the same time.
I mean, does anybody here know anyone who's gotten the Delta, so-called Delta variant?
No.
Not that
I haven't heard from anyone that has heard of anybody that has done this.
Well, I have, but I'm not going to mention her name.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do know one person.
Yeah, I know one person. Yes.
From what I understand, though, just to go back and, you know, step into the Wayback Machine a little bit, I thought that the tests that were being used to test for COVID-19 weren't really accurate the first place at all. So how are they testing for a Delta variant?
It's not clear.
It's not clear because it's not real.
Yeah. Did this person that you know survive?
Yes.
Okay.
Many people would not want her to survive. I'm not saying I want that. I'm just saying that.
I gotcha.
You know, yeah.
Okay. So she made it. No biggie.
Yes, she did.
Was she the president of a labor union or something?
I'm not gonna give any hints. I don't want to do that.
So, was there more to say about Dartmouth Hitchcock?
The New Hampshire Hospital Association supports that every New Hampshire hospital and health system adopt a policy endorsing mandatory COVID-19 vaccination. The NHHA President Steve Onen said in a statement. Most of the teaching hospitals in Boston, other big cities, are already making one of the three FDA emergency approved vaccines a requirement, Conroy said. It's been a rolling acceptance, Conroy said. Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, I mean, come on. Like, who? I haven't. This is the first time I'm actually hearing that people are actually supporting this. So I'm actually kind
of
surprised.
People within the medical industry, well, of course, they're supporting it. I mean, it's part of how they get funding.
Oh,
right?
Sure. Yep.
They got to go along to get along. If you're a doctor who is, you know, in disagreement with the so-called science, you're on the outs. You know, you got to make it on your own. You can't be working for one of these facilities unless there's enough people to back you up and go along with a religious exemption or whatever other exemption they could possibly take here and make a stand and say, look, you know, we're not doing this. If you value our services, then you'll keep us on. And if you don't, then goodbye. Most people aren't willing to make that stand.
They say here that they're using data from the province town that was compelling for them to make the decisions in Massachusetts. And I don't know if you guys know anything about Provincetown.
That's the gay town, right?
Yeah. It's
that's where all the bears go for the bear.
Yeah, there's a lot of promiscuity. I can't
promiscuity.
Say promiscuity. Yeah. Thank you. That happens there, and a lot of overlapping, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can see that these statistics might shoot up. I mean, not for nothing. Power to them.
Yeah, whatever.
They were great tippers when I did Uber there.
I bet.
Yeah.
So what else do we need to know? Anything?
This led to the CDC to release recommendations that everyone, including the fully vaccinated, should wear masks in indoor public settings, even in areas without high COVID-19 rates. You know, that makes sense, right?
No.
None.
Oh, jeez. You can be vaccinated, asymptomatic, and still spread the virus, Conroy said. Well,
because it's not a vaccine.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the vaccine's supposed to stop you from getting the thing.
Right.
And if you can still get the thing and still spread the thing while you're quote-unquote vaccinated, you got something. They shot you with something, but, you know, maybe it wasn't a vaccine.
I swear to God, if people were told by the government or some loony quack doctor put up by the government, that shooting battery acid from your car into your eyeball directly would cure you of all future illness.
They would do it.
Well, in a minute.
This is their contingency plan, because about 80% of the employees there are already vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So they probably wouldn't mind the 20% leaving. And 95% of physicians and 85% of nurses. So I can see them just, hey, you didn't get it. Bye-bye.
603-283-6160. You know, Matt, you mentioned these fake Twitter bots and social media bots. Maybe it's the companies themselves. We'll talk about that coming up.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. always, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. What do you want to talk about? The latest COVID crazy crackdown nonsense that's going on where you live or something else you've heard about. You're welcome to join us. It's Ian, Matt, and Joa here in the studio. And Joa, where can people find you online?
Well, you can find me on LBRY, also known as Odyssey, as Breaking the Flaw. That's F-L-A-W. And I'm a cop blocker and auditor. And I haven't been as busy lately, but I'm going to be covering some stories coming up, and so stay tuned.
Nice. Looking forward to that. Check out Breaking the Flaw over at Odyssey. You can easily get to Odyssey by going to video.freetalklive.com. That takes you right to the Free Talk Live channel. Hit that follow button, and then type in Breaking the Flaw in the search, and you'll find Joe's channel as well.
Thank you, Ian.
So in related news to what you brought up, Matt, this question of, who's leaving all these comments on Twitter and Facebook? And, are these robots? Are these hired Indians, that are getting out there and commenting in a lot of cases very, very similar sounding comments? I don't know if you've seen some of the – I've seen some of these, like, screenshots people have taken with different accounts saying virtually identical things to one another.
Mm-hmm.
As though it was just copy-pasted by somebody somewhere, and they have control over multiple accounts, some with no differences whatsoever.
Right, it's parroting.
Yeah, and so is it something, some sort of big plot that these government goons are involved in?
It's really easy to believe.
Yeah, where does this come from? Well, it's certainly true, according to ReclaimTheNet.org, that the federal government has been working hand-in-hand with companies like Facebook. This story came out just a few days ago. There was a Freedom of Information Act request that was filed, and it's Judicial Watch who is doing the work behind the scenes here. They've alleged that the CDC is collaborating with Facebook regarding COVID messaging and alleged so-called misinformation. The CDC and Facebook went after anyone who published any information that contradicted the CDC's statements. So if they're willing to go after people who are disagreeing with the status quo, with the government's line, then why wouldn't they also be willing to do the opposite, and that is to, say, post the government's line more often than it otherwise would be sort of naturally posted by people?
And it gets easier than that, too, because a lot of the algorithm is based not just on the amount of posts, but also on a simple clicking of a like.
Sure.
So
as how often it appears.
Yeah, how often it appears, how many people it gets in front of, all they got to do is click. Like, I get stuff from Chuck Schumer all the time.
You wouldn't be following him.
Absolutely not, but I get posts from every day, every single morning like clockwork.
Wow.
And it doesn't say sponsored under anything. It's just a Chuck Schumer post.
We think you'll like this, that kind of thing.
No.
No?
It's as if I subscribed to it at some point, and I never did. So
this is Facebook you're talking about.
Facebook. And every single morning it says, I'm about to take the Senate floor or whatever, It's like, well, I don't care, Chuck Schumer. And he says that every single morning. And and I have never once subscribed to Chuck Schumer.
You wouldn't have had a reason to go look at his page.
No, I mean, I could see myself trolling him at some point, but it's not like I would ever click, show me this every day, five times a day.
Yeah. And it's like clockwork, huh?
It's like clockwork. Yeah.
They called this, they had something like this a couple of years ago. I think it was called DeepCom. And it was like an AI system that would look for short news articles that they could quickly respond to and stuff and sway the audience through the comments.
Okay, so how far has that progressed since then, I wonder? That's exactly what I'm
talking
years,
about. 2 years? I'm sure it's done a lot.
Chuck Schumer posts, every time I see a Chuck Schumer post, it's already got 5,000 likes and a whole bunch of laugh reacts or happy reacts or sad reacts or whatever, So it's like, this was posted not too long ago, and you're going to tell me that 5,000 people are responding in that short order to this ancient politician that nobody likes?
Judicial Watch announced it had received 2,469 pages of new documents from the CDC, revealing that Facebook worked closely with the CDC to control the COVID narrative and misinformation, and that the social media companies gave the CDC over $3.5 million in free advertising.
Huh.
And they've got full copies of these documents on this story, which I will post on our social media site at social.freetalklive.com, where, by the way, you don't see anything in your feed unless you've chosen to follow people. Now, to be fair, when you join social.freetalklive.com, you'll auto-follow a few of the main hosts of Free Talk Live, but you can always unfollow, so no big deal. The latest documents were obtained as part of the Freedom of Information Act, which was regarding litigation, Judicial Watch versus the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. COVID-19-related content on Google, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube may be the subject of any communication between CDC officials and or employees and the employees, agents, or representatives of the companies. COVID-19 disinformation, advice, and instructions are examples of such records. A Facebook official presents the FB coronavirus narrative to the CDC in an email conversation beginning in January of 2020. January 26th of 2020.
That's early.
That is really early. With the subject, Data for Good, CDC Intros, the FB coronavirus narrative being presented by Facebook to the CDC.
Huh.
The email allegedly demonstrates the CDC and Facebook's growing messaging cooperation. The Facebook official gave the CDC ad credits at the time, totaling $2 million, according to an email dated March 8th, to boost, quote, message related to coronavirus.
They're literally advertising it. That was March 8th. That was before anybody was really...
That was before the lockdowns, before the 2 weeks,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Trump
passed... I think that was right around that time, actually, was when that...
But back in 2019, Trump passed in February a pandemic relief bill before any of this stuff happened.
Good timing, huh?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people are conspiracy theorists, and sometimes they're correct.
Yeah, that's right. Sherry Berger, the CDC, at the time, chief operating officer and their chief strategy officer, sent an email to Facebook on March 14th of 2020, thanking them for the $2 million, and here's what she said, quote, on behalf of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and by the authority delegated to me through Section 231 of the Public Health Service Act, as amended, thank you for Facebook's non-monetary gift of advertising credited with an estimated value of $2 million. The gift will be used by CDC's COVID-19 response to support dissemination of critical public health messaging. Thank you. Berger thanked Facebook for another $1 million in ad credits in an email between them on August of 2020, August 10th through 11th, with a very similar message, except that she adds that the gift will be used by the CDC's COVID-19 response to distribute scientifically accurate data, guidance, and risk communication information on COVID-19 to a broader audience. Of course, not only are they giving them all this free advertising, but it's stuff that's probably being shoved down everybody's throats, right? This isn't just free advertising going to the people who've clicked like on the CDC. This is going to absolutely everybody on the platform. Facebook representative offered to put CDC authorities in touch with WhatsApp to set up auto responses to coronavirus frequently asked questions on that messaging platform. And again, if you're still using Facebook for your instant messaging, you need to really consider something else. There are plenty of other options out there that aren't run by government-connected goons like this. Telegram is a good example.
That's still owned by Facebook.
Huh? No, it's not.
It's not?
No, it's Pavel Durov. He's an anarchist.
Ah.
Anarchist billionaire. Check him out. He's an interesting character. More coming up. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered a new special legislative session to pass a Republican-backed voting law, although dozens of House Democrats are still out of the state and remain in Washington. The announcement comes after more than 50 Democrats left Texas on July 12th to avoid voting on an election reform bill. The special session will start on Saturday, August 7th. The chairman of the New York State Committee conducting an impeachment inquiry into sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo said Thursday the panel's probe is almost finished. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Cuomo needs to go.
I absolutely believe he must resign for the good of New York State and our people. If he doesn't, the clamor, which is universal at this point, Democrats and Republicans, saying he's got to go, is going to win the day.
This is USA Radio News. Facebook coordinated closely with the CDC in controlling the narrative of the pandemic, including suppression of alleged misinformation, and gave health agency free advertising estimated at $3 million, according to Judicial Watch, which obtained emails that were released on July 28th. A group of real estate entities issued a legal challenge in a Washington district court on August 4th to the CDC's new eviction moratorium. They argued in their emergency motion that the latest eviction order issued by the CDC exceeds the agency's powers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki offered what she called the real solution.
The other piece of this that I know we keep talking about, but is really a solution here, and that's why we keep talking about it, is getting this money out to states and localities. This is really about money, right, and funding, and all these states and localities have money to extend the moratorium in their states by a month or 2 months.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Surprise, surprise. Turns out Facebook was in touch with the CDC on more than one occasion. In fact, according to this Freedom of Information Act that Judicial Watch filed in a litigated case versus the Department of Health and Human Services, they turned over thousands of documents. Story here from ReclaimTheNet.org. 2,469 pages of documents came in identifying that the CDC worked closely with Facebook, which, you know, probably doesn't come as a surprise to a lot of people given the government, pro-government messaging that they saw regularly on services like Facebook. But it is a bit of a surprise that the communications were going on as early as January. I got to say, that I didn't expect to see. The conversation began January 26th of 2020 by Facebook, presenting the Facebook coronavirus narrative to the CDC in an email conversation. Within a matter of weeks, they'd received, Facebook had given the CDC $2 million in ad credits by March 8th. So, I mean, this planning was going on before even the, you know, any kind of real coronavirus fear messaging started. Because I remember I had a ticket to fly to Saipan because our co-host Mark was visiting Saipan for a couple of months down there, and I was going to go down. We were going to do Free Talk Live from Saipan, you know, the next morning because it's the morning there when we're doing our show here. And I was ready to go, and that was for mid-February. And I had to – that ticket got canceled on me for mid-February. And even at that time, it was only canceled because no planes were allowed to fly through Hong Kong. If you remember, Hong Kong was kind of like the first hot spot besides, you know, Wuhan or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they shut down the Hong Kong air travel. And so therefore, my ticket, which happened to go through Hong Kong to get to Saipan, was canceled. But that was the middle of February, and I was like probably like a week before that that I found that out. So they were already talking about the coronavirus narrative in
weeks before that.
So it's interesting, right? Like that's that Facebook would have made a pitch to the government about that.
I'm wondering if Facebook isn't actually just the government department at this point.
Good point.
Facebook even has a back door for law enforcement. You have to prove that you're law enforcement, but there's literally a page you can go to.
And then you get all the access. And
go, yeah, you can do. I mean, that seems like you would have to have a warrant or something to go into people's stuff. But
they just let you in.
I think Facebook's just letting it happen.
That doesn't surprise me.
You signed up for it. That's all I got
to
say.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We go to an anonymous caller here from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Cool. I was just brought to my attention by Joe there. He sent me a message. I'm a friend from a friend of Joe's. I work at Dartmouth Hitchcock. And I've been informed recently through Joe, not even through my hospital. I actually had to talk to, the employee health department and give them a call and, you know, verify the information. And it is true. They will, by September 30th, require all employees of Dartmouth Hitchcock mandatory vaccinations for COVID. Now, coming from myself, I'm a scientist there at the hospital. I think that's completely unconstitutional. It's a non-FDA approved vaccination. There are ways to for an exemption, religious or medical reasons, but they're sending me the paperwork for that. So hopefully
you shouldn't have to do that, but you just philosophically disagree. But
I wouldn't say it's unconstitutional because Dartmouth Hitchcock, they're not a government agency, are they?
Sure, I don't think so.
Well, they're a college. They're a learning hospital, aren't they? So they probably do take government money.
They probably get a lot of government money.
They probably get a lot of government money. Yeah. So that said, there may be constitutional protections there.
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, how much government money do you have to take as an organization before you are a government organization?
Essentially that way, yeah.
I would say one penny would be enough.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to try the religious objection or something else?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to talk to my pastor, see if he can write something. If not, I really don't know what to do. Maybe talk to a therapist and get it because a therapist would be, they have a PhD. They could write me a letter because, of my belief systems, or maybe a doctor. I don't know really my approach. I'm going to try a couple things, and ultimately I might end up losing my job because of this mandate. Because
you seem to give a very important job there too, and having you lose your job, they're going to lose out. That's really what's happening here.
Are the coworkers talking about this? I mean, is there buzz around the coffee table?
I work in a weird shift, so I don't really typically run into everyone that on day shift. However, I have spoken, and there are a few people there who are department leads in charge of certain departments who are very against the vaccine. So I don't know what's going to happen to them either. I'm going to have to try.
We're being told that everybody's for this, but every time I talk to another person from a hospital, the people who know from inside the hospital are saying, no way I'm getting it. I'm not sticking with that thing. No
way. A lot of important people, if they fire people because of this, they're going to be extremely short-staffed.
Anonymous scientist over there, are you, what have you experienced when it comes to the virus and, like, coming in there, whenever you're looking in your lab or whatever, whatnot, do you see like an increase of that? And what are the results? Is it bad? Do you see like a lot of people getting sick or dying?
So right now, currently, New Hampshire is fantastic. We just got the numbers in. Every day we get an update how many people within the Dartmouth-Hitchcock network, which is, you know, Dartmouth-Hitchcock, Mount Scott, and a few other hospitals in the area. Last week we had zero COVID patients. This week we're up to like 4. You know, it fluctuates, but yeah. that's extensively across New Hampshire, most of New Hampshire. We're talking 4 people in the hospital.
Are they sharing, obviously these are very insignificant statistics, but are they sharing data on whether or not these COVID patients have been vaccinated?
No, we're not getting that information as employees. It's also interesting to say that they're talking about this Delta variant.
Mm-hmm.
We don't test for the Delta variant in the hospital. We just test for COVID. So where they're getting their numbers on whether it's the variant or not, I have no idea where they're getting those numbers.
Yeah, and are they still using, how are they testing? Is it the PCR test or is it something else?
Yeah, we still do the PCR test.
Is it true that the CDC or the NIH or whoever has basically come out and said that has to stop at the end of the year because they're unreliable? Is that true?
I haven't heard anything like that, but I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't unreliable because, to be honest with you, it's not the old school ways anymore. You know, you're not actually running the test in a test tube, et cetera. You're taking a swab, sticking it in an analyzer, and it spits out a result. So how much I can trust that, I don't know.
That's a scientist statement.
That's a scientist speaking. Yeah. Right,
if you could you actually find a way to test things?
Yeah, you could actually do the physical testing. Of course, it takes much, much longer without the automated machine. But, you know, you kind of got to put your trust in the machines at this point because, you know, we're just running so many samples. You'd need a whole staff full of 20 people to run them if you wanted to do it the old-fashioned way.
Thank you, anonymous caller. I appreciate you calling in tonight with the information and what's happening
science
behind the scenes there. So I appreciate it, and hopefully they won't know it's you. So thanks for the call, and good luck with the exemption. I appreciate
it. Thank you for calling.
All right. So friendly in our DLive chat room says they've never even isolated a Delta variant. It is statistical nonsense, according to him. So if you want to join us, join the discussion, you can hear 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever is on your mind. So a little bit more here on the CDC working hand-in-hand with Facebook. They've got the documents. They've got the papers here to prove it. And, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that happens to be on your mind. Plus, 3 out of 4, or nearly 3 out of 4 Americans, support reinstating mask mandates if COVID-19 cases rise.
Let me hear their voices in real life.
We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
We've been talking about some cryptocurrency news, specifically that, surprise, Facebook working hand-in-hand with the CDC. Yeah, you knew that. But did you know they were working with them as early as January 26th of 2020? That came as a bit of a surprise to me. That says that they were part and parcel to this whole process.
This entire thing is choreographed.
From step zero. You know, they didn't just come in later on to help. They were pitching the government before anything really started happening publicly about this. So if you want to comment on that, you're welcome to. Then you got this supposed study here, according to TheHill.com, nearly three-quarters of registered voters. Now, mind you, that's not all Americans. That's half of Americans, right? So only a portion of the American population is registered
sure.
to vote.
Yeah.
So this isn't really an indicator of what Americans think. It's just what registered voters think. But that said, according to a Hill-Harris-X poll, that nearly three-quarters of voters support reinstating mask mandates in their area if there's a spike in coronavirus cases. Now, when I mentioned this in the last segment, Matt, you said, let me see the real people. You don't even buy this.
I don't buy it.
74% of registered voters in a survey from last month said they support reissuing a mask mandate if their area experiences a rise in cases. That includes 46% who strongly support bringing back mask mandates and 28% who somewhat support the idea. Only 26% of respondents said they oppose such a move, including 12% who somewhat oppose and 14% who strongly oppose.
I'm wondering, like, if this is even a real poll that was taken, if this is not just pure fabrication out of thin air. If these are real people that were pulled, do they understand the word mandate?
Meaning,
are these people who are saying, yeah, sure, I'll wear a mask if they ask us to again? Or are they saying, yes, anybody who doesn't wear a mask should
be
shushed?
Yeah.
You know,
should be thrown into jail cell?
And quartered in the streets. You know,
I don't know about that. That's an interesting question.
I wonder
question.
What their wording for it is. I think they're asking a question. They want a specific answer to, so they're asking the question in a specific way so that they'll get a specific response. And they can say, yep, see, everybody supports subjugation.
The actual question that they asked, according to the poll details here, is some places in the U.S. are seeing a rapid rise in COVID-19 cases despite vaccination efforts. If there were a spike in your area, would you support or oppose reissuing mask mandates? According to the stats, 93% of Democrats said they support reinstating mask mandates. That sounds believable. If their areas see an upswing in COVID-19 cases, along with 71% of independents and 59% of Republicans. Now, to be fair, it was only 957 registered voters that were surveyed. It was an online poll, so it's not clear how they got the respondents. But that's
Online polls. As much as I like how that we can like influence them, I really don't trust them, because if it just like that they stay within certain circles, they become dominant in one sense or another. I see a lot of like libertarians, because that's where I see a lot of news and stuff.
Sure,
we run spreading these polls, and then guess what? We're gonna win on the poll. I'm not saying that that's the way it shouldn't be, because I wholeheartedly support the results sometimes when that happens. But in the same instance, like if it's shared between lefties or righties, that they're gonna see those results come about, because that's the circles they influence, you know.
The number here is 603-283-6160. A little bit of good news in the crazy COVID crackdown world. Did you guys hear about the Huntington Beach restaurant, where California? You think everybody's obedient? They're doing what they're told. Well, there's one restaurant, Basilico's. It's an Italian place. Basilico's Pasta e Vino in Huntington Beach is telling patrons that they have to be unvaccinated to work at their restaurant. The video of this restaurant, the guy looks like he's a total like Gambino,
awesome.
Goon, but he's doing the right thing here. The sign on the door says, notice, proof of being unvaccinated required. And then there's a broken syringe graphic.
He's not going to get any.
In California?
Well, I don't know, man. There's a lot of people in California.
No, you have to prove that you're unvaccinated.
Right.
Right? How
do you prove that? You can't prove that. Obviously, it's a joke. I mean, there's no way you can prove that, but it's going to keep the people who are vaccinated hell away, right?
Well, they're I let the people in that are hugging everyone on the street, like free hug guy.
You've got to give a hug to the guy up front to get in. There you go.
In fact, free dessert for that guy right there.
Yeah, exactly.
In smaller print below the broken syringe graphic, it says, we have zero tolerance for treasonous anti-American stupidity. Thank you for pondering. And according to the news report I saw on this, there's a line to get into this guy's restaurant.
I bet.
Nice.
So, according to the Los Angeles Times, when restaurants across California halted indoor dining as the COVID-19 pandemic took hold in March of 2020, Basilico's Pasta e Vino in Huntington Beach continued to welcome patrons. When officials issued an order for establishments to mandate face coverings to stem the spread of the virus, the Orange County Eatery declared itself a mask-free zone and required that diners remove them before entering. So these guys were taking a stand the whole time. Nice. I don't know how we didn't hear about it. Because, we were getting heads up on some of these businesses that were pushing back.
I think a lot of that stuff gets
buried by the news.
Buried immediately. There's algorithms and there's ways to bury stuff on the internet, and I think it happens.
This week, the Italian restaurant issued another decree. Proof of being unvaccinated is required
for
entry.
That's amazing.
It's an offer. I can't refuse.
Two signs bearing the message were taped to the windows of the restaurant, which is nestled between a gym and a sustainable beauty salon in a small strip mall in Orange County. Quote, we have zero tolerance for treasonous anti-American stupidity, the sign reads. Although an employee confirmed the eatery's not actually checking patrons' vaccine status, the signs appear to be a poke in the eye to those who support vaccinations and other measures to stem the growing spread of the virus, which is exactly what it is. I mean, he's just basically saying, we don't want your kind around here.
Sure.
If you're an obedient serf,
Get out.
We don't want to serve you, which is amazing. I mean, that's to do something like that in California, it seems so counter to what you would expect.
Just out of curiosity, where's Huntington Beach? Is that Orange County?
It's Orange County. Yeah.
Orange County tends to be very right-leaning.
Is that right?
Yeah. Orange County's like, if you're Republican in California,
that's
you live
where
in Orange County.
Yeah, because I remember Huntington Beach made the news last year for a beach protest where people, large number of people were out protesting in the streets, like huge numbers of people. It's like surprisingly for California. It's also a powerful illustration of the backlash against vaccines in some quarters, despite overwhelming evidence, says the LA Times, they're safe and strong protection. Officials have been fighting to get more people vaccinated as COVID-19 infections rise, but are facing skepticism, misinformation, and political opposition from the right. Let's see here. This is Basilico's owner. His name is Tony Roman. He said in an email to the Los Angeles Times he was fighting government policies he says are harmful. Quote, with warning signs of another impending lockdown and many business owners again emboldening those who I refer to as the lockdown tiny tyrants, this time by imposing proof of vaccination policies, which is happening in a lot of places in California right now. San Francisco, Los Angeles County, businesses are choosing by their own supposed volition to mandate vaccinations for their customers.
Suckers.
He says, we choose to fire another missile of defiance to further make our point in defense of American liberty and freedom, he said.
I want to order some baked ziti from this guy.
Right? Just, send it here.
Just, I don't care if it's, I have to throw it away as soon as it gets here. I just want to spend money with him.
It's amazing stuff. So kudos to this guy. Again, the place is called Basilico's. And it's in Huntington Beach, Basilico's Pasta e Vino. And, you know, if you're going to lose your business, I mean, most business owners are pretty obedient. They just want to do their business that they got into, you know, to serve their customers. And they just want to stay in business and pay their employees and make their customers happy. But if you're going to go out of business, you might as well take a stand.
Yeah, throw some punches and cause some broken noses and black eyes on the way you're out.
Yeah. Stick to your principles, you know, like show people what you really mean and what you want in this world. If you know you're going to be going anyways, you know.
But most of these people don't have those principles. Their principle is mostly to just make money. And there's nothing wrong with, you know,
that's a great motivation, you know.
But they think that the only way they can do it is by doing what they're told. Because if they don't, then men with guns are going to come in.
Oh, fair enough, yeah.
And ruin their opportunity. So I don't blame people for being afraid out there, but boy, people like this and those gym owners in New Jersey that stood up against the New Jersey gang, those guys were fantastic, and he continues to be fantastic. Well, Ian Smith from that gym, awesome.
Now, you're saying that the people are afraid of men with guns. Well, there's going to be a tipping point. They don't realize that they're going to push people over the edge. And, you know, maybe this guy is just giving up now before it gets there.
Well, yeah. This guy's not giving up.
Well, essentially, he's putting himself out there.
He's standing up. He's willing to take the flack. Yeah. And kudos to him for it. Again, Basilico's. Check him out if you're in Orange Beach.
Absolutely.
And
Huntington Beach.
Yeah, maybe there is something they can sell you online, you know? Maybe it doesn't have to be sort of dessert.
Some t-shirts.
Order some
hats.
Dessert or something like that.
Yeah.
Pop it in some dry ice. Send it over here in New Hampshire.
Good luck, Tony.
See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.